From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson stopped in Pakistan Tuesday and called on the country's leaders to do more against the Taliban and other militant groups in Pakistan.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson stressed the vital role Pakistan can play to facilitate a peace process in Afghanistan that can bring stability and security to the region. U.S. President Donald Trump met Tuesday with the majority Republicans in the Senate, hoping to advance his plans to cut taxes, even as he traded taunts with a key lawmaker, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee. The Senate last week approved a budget that could eventually lead to $1.5 trillion in tax cuts during the coming decade that would also add to the country's debt total. Trump has called for passage of the tax legislation by the end of the year. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Republican Party is united on taxes.
We've been looking for the opportunity to do this literally for years. We now have a president who will sign it, who believes in what we're trying to do, and we're going to concentrate on what our agenda is, and not any of these other distractions that you all may be interested in.
A local official and an analyst say residents of the Niger village where four U.S. soldiers were killed this month may have delayed the soldiers while an ambush was set up and helped to lead the victims into a deadly trap. The village chief has been arrested since the attack, lending credibility to the suspicion of local involvement. He is in government custody, according to several officials. U.S. stock markets are up today, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average up over 160 points. This is VOA News. China's ruling Communist Party has voted to enshrine Xi Jinping's name and ideology in its constitution, elevating him to the level of founder Mao Zedong. The unanimous vote to incorporate Xi Jinping thought happened at the end of the Communist Party Congress. Mr. Xi has steadily increased his grip on power since becoming leader in 2012. This move means that any challenge to Mr. Xi will now be seen as a threat to Communist Party rule. Willie Lam is adjunct professor at the Chinese University of Hong Kong.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
Xi is only the third Chinese leader to have his name added to the party's constitution. Police in Nairobi say the driver of Kenya's deputy chief justice was shot and wounded Tuesday, 2 days ahead of the country's rerun of presidential elections, according to Nairobi police. The driver was shot in the shoulder. Thursday's vote in Kenya is Kenya's second try this year to elect a president. VOA's Jill Craig has more.
It has been a prolonged electoral season in Kenya, with the opposition now saying it will not participate in this month's rerun polls after the nullification of the August presidential election. But President Uhuru Kenyatta is urging people to come out and vote. He says Kenya cannot live in what he called a permanent state of elections. But Nairobi-based political analyst Michael Agwanda argues the Electoral Commission, known as the IEBC, is unable to conduct free and fair elections. Agwanda is not the only Kenyan expressing concerns. Last week, IEBC Commissioner Roselyn Akombe fled the country and announced her resignation, saying the election as planned would not be credible, that some election workers were vulnerable to security concerns, and that the country is not ready to proceed with the polls as scheduled.
Russia used its UN veto Tuesday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical weapon attacks in Syria. In a Security Council vote, 11 countries supported extending the mission for another year. Russia and Bolivia voted against the measure, and China and Kazakhstan abstained. The investigating team is expected to make a public report on Thursday that could identify the party responsible for a deadly April 4th attack that killed and sickened scores of civilians. Hong Kong's highest court has freed two young pro-democracy activists on bail pending an appeal of their convictions and jail sentences for leading massive protests in 2014. For the latest on any of these stories around the clock, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel.
That's the latest world news from VOA.